We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. And I just want to declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I know that there's going to be a lot of scary things supposedly that go on today, but I would rather have God be Lord over my emotions. I'm thankful that he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so I pray today that you will walk in the joy of the Lord and just to enjoy his presence. So thank you for tuning in. Radio program is brought to you on behalf of the saints of Merit Assembly of God and the partners that we have. We have a number of sponsors that help us out. First of all, I haven't mentioned this one in a while, Advanced Christian Training Schools, which meets at our in our fellowship hall on Tuesdays. It's a free video Bible school that's available. It has teachers like Charles Stanley. I've seen Bayless Conley. I know there's T.L. Osborne, Bill Johnson, some other teachers on there as well that I don't remember their names right now. But I do know that they have had a change of schedule. They were offering a morning class as well as an evening class. The morning class ran from 9 a.m. till noon, and then the evening class runs from 6 until 9. I do believe that they have switched that to where they are just now meeting for the nighttime training session. And if you're interested in that, you could call Ted and Linda Emsom. It is the school that they operate. Just happens to meet at our facility, but 633-0432. We also have Creative Air Conditioning Solutions. If you have any heating and cooling issues there that you'd like to call, 759-3284. If you have any concrete needs, Jits Concrete, you could speak to Greg, 536-5804, Jits Concrete, 536-5804. And one of our newer sponsors is Wyrick Air, 632-9538, Wyrick Air Enterprises, 632-9538. And so if they can help you out with air conditioning and electrical needs that you might have in your life. So we have been talking now for several weeks on becoming stronger in the Lord, and I know that we could go on for quite some time studying this extensively, but all things need to be refreshed from time to time. And so we're going to be winding this study down. I had originally thought that today would be the last day, but I do have a couple of lessons that we may need to carry over into next week. So we're not going to get a nice, neat, tidy coming to the end of October, but we will bleed over a little bit into the first part of November. But those last two lessons are just so important. I don't want to leaves them out. And so as I've mentioned in previous broadcasts, we're now into our second year of broadcasting. We just had our first 1 year anniversary of the Refresh radio broadcast here on October the 28th, and we do appreciate you for listening. Do want to ask if you would take this week and you would share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone. Hopefully you have been building relationship and sowing seeds and praying for them as we have been challenging our congregation over the course of the month. This coming Sunday, for those who do visit with us on Sunday morning, We're going to have a special gift that we'll be presenting to you. And so we encourage you, if you do not have a church home, to come and check us out. Be a part of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God. We have plenty of room for growth and plenty of room for anybody who's feels called by of God to become a part of our fellowship and help us in reaching our community for Jesus Christ. So thank you for being a part of that. Also, this coming Sunday night, this will be November the 2nd, at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have our regular service, and following that service, we are going to have a chili cook-off contest. We've got some prizes that we're giving away to the best chili, and I didn't realize how competitive people were with their chili, and so hopefully, you know, we're going to have a great time, and we encourage you, if you've got a chili, want to bring it and enter it into our contest. Who knows, you might win the prize. And what's going to happen is the people who come, they're going to vote and say which one is their favorite, and it's going to be a blind test. They won't really know which chili is coming from whom. And so that's we're looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun Sunday night. Getting into the study today, I want to take you to 1 Samuel chapter 30. If you remember when I started this study, I talked about how Jonathan, who was Saul's son, the king, that David was being pursued by Saul, and Saul was unable to find him, but Jonathan walked out of Saul's camp one day, walked to right into David's camp, and helped him to find strength in the Lord. Today, I want to take you back to the book of 1 Samuel. I want to take you to 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and it says, "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, for they were who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he ate, and they let him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and 3 nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind, because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Kerethites in the territory which belongs to Judah, and the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. And when he had brought him down, there they were spread out over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, "This is David's spoil." And we're going to stop the reading there. I want to start by first of all pointing out to you that the people who brought this attack on David were the Amalekites. And the Amalekites had been attacking Israel ever since Israel had come out of Egypt and was on their way to the Promised Land. That was the first time that that they were attacked by them. And as a result of that, God had instructed them that they were to get this enemy out of their life, that they were supposed to deal with them in such a manner that they would never have to deal with them again. And so I want to tell you that that is very good strategy for the temptations or the areas of weakness that we face in our life as well. Because as I've talked about in the strength of the attack teachings that I did, that what the enemy will do is if he has found an access point into your life, he will continue to exploit that over and over and over again until we strengthen ourselves to the point that that we are no longer vulnerable to the enemy's attack in that area of our life. The Amalekites, Saul was told to deal with them, and he failed to do the job. And as a result of that, in 1 Samuel 31, you will see, or actually in 2 Samuel 1, you will see that an Amalekite who was Saul was supposed to have dealt with ended up being the person who dealt the death blow to Saul as the king. The Amalekites were also the people who attacked David and stole everything that belonged to him. And there just continues to be a reoccurring thing. If you and I do not deal with the problems in such a way that we get victory over them and get them out of our lives, I am of the mindset that God wants to deliver us from evil. I've just finished teaching at the church here a little over a week ago, a series I'll probably be teaching on it here on the radio program as well, because there were some powerful truths during this series. But in the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Deliver us from evil," that he wants that evil completely out of our lives. And what happens a lot of times is we want to come to God and say, "Okay, how much of this can I hold on to?" And God wants us to let that go. He wants us to let the areas of access of the enemy go so that he can have total dominion in our life and he can deliver us from the evil, he can deliver us from the temptation, he can deliver us from the fear, he can deliver us from the worry and the anxiety, he can deliver us from the anger and the wrath. He wants to deliver us from all of that stuff because it's occupying a place in our life that God wants to place something of extra high caliber in our life. Instead of faith, he wants to give us fear. Instead of anger, he wants to give us joy. Instead of anxiety, he wants to give us peace. And so let me, as we're dealing here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, let me just begin by saying, if you and I do not surrender areas of temptation and enemy access in our life, it's going to come back to bite us. It's going to come back, and we will deal with it over and over again. And each attack increases in what happened was they attacked the whole nation during the Exodus or the Exodus wanderings. Then there is an attack on David Then there's an attack on the throne in 1 Samuel chapter 31. And pretty soon there's an attack upon the whole nation that is talked about in the book of Esther. I don't want the enemy to continually having access. I want to deal with the root problems. I don't want to just deal with the symptoms. I want to deal with the source so that God has access and those attacks of the enemy no longer have any attack or any effect upon me. So there's also another young person, and this person is, he says, I am a young man from Egypt, a servant of an Amalekite. And this young man had been left behind. He had been left behind, and it says specifically he had been left, let me find it here. Let me see here. It is in verse number 13. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Kerethites and the territory which belongs to Judah and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. What happened was this man got ill. He became sick in his body, and his master left him there to die. And so I just want to talk to some of you who may be listening today. If you feel like you have been left behind, if because of affliction that has come in your body or a hard time that you were going through in your relationship or if financial difficulties have set you and there have been people who you thought were going to be your ally, and all of a sudden when you came into this season of difficulty, you found that they had left you behind. They just left you to die. They left you to fend for yourselves. If that's what has happened to you, I want you to know that today I am bringing you a good report. And that is what the devil intended for evil, God is getting ready to turn around for something good. You may have been left behind by one, but I'm bringing you a word from the throne today that God has his eye upon you, and he is going to give you an opportunity today to be part of a restoration process, and he's got you positioned for blessing, not for desolation or isolation. And so you may have been left behind or abandoned or rejected by somebody else because you didn't meet their standards. But I have come to you today to do for you what David did for this young man. And that is when they found him abandoned and ill, they gave him bread and he ate, and they let him drink water. They gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins, and he began to eat. He began to receive nourishment, and that's what this radio program wants to do. I want to nourish your spirit. I want to be a source of encouragement to you, because God is able to take that which looks rejected and turn it around to something good. So they began to nourish this young man, and here's what happened. As he began to partake of the food that was provided for him, strength came back to his body. What happens is when we are left alone, when we are isolated, we end up getting weaker and weaker, and that which was infirmed, it becomes sicker, it becomes more afflicted. But whenever we have an ally, when God comes along and arranges for us to have a relationship, he gives us a new food source. He gives us the Word of God instead of this man was inconvenient. And so there may have been people who've told you that you know they've rejected you, that it's just not convenient to have you around any longer. Your skill set is no longer marketable. Whatever it might be, you need a different food. You need a different supply of food. You need somebody who is going to speak to you and let you know, hey, God can use you to bring about great kingdom advances. Through you, God can utilize you to bring captives out of bondage and back into their rightful place in the kingdom of God. but it takes a different ally. It takes choosing to believe that someone is there and is going to watch over you. David and his men, listen, this young man was part of the attack that had come against them, but he was viewed as an asset. He was viewed as a blessing instead of as an enemy. And so today, I want to point you to the Word of God. Feast on the Word of God instead of feasting on people's criticism and condemnation of you. Feast on the fact that God has brought people into your life that will not give up on you, that He's brought into your life a brother that will stick, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He has brought into your life Jesus, who never leaves you and never forsakes you, and He's given you a different food source. And instead of growing fatigued, you are going to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And so the past may have been painful, but do not let the past cause you to remain isolated and grow weaker day by day. Instead, feed on a different food source. Feed on what God has provided for you and let Him use you to set captives free. Finally, at the very beginning, David had been anointed king. And Jonathan, if you remember, when we first touched on this series, Jonathan said, "Even my father knows that you are going to be king." Everybody knows. Do not give up on your destiny. And here, if I could put a time frame on this for you, in 1 Samuel 30, David is literally just days away from being anointed king over Israel, or king over Judah. He is days away from fulfilling his destiny, and right before the fulfillment comes, there comes this attack from the Amalekites. The people return. God had provided for them a way to avoid having to attack their own people, and so they return home, and what was supposed to be a rejoicing time, they returned home, and they found that everything was taken away. And right now, you might be looking at things in your life, and things look very bleak. It was so bad. Everyone was overcome with remorse. Everybody's families were gone. All of their possessions were gone. They were completely bankrupt. They were financially bankrupt. They were they had no hometown. Ziklag had been burned with fire. Their families were gone. Their finances were gone. Their possessions was gone. Everything they had been removed from them. They couldn't find it any place. And everyone was overcome with sorrow. They were greatly distressed. And not only that, David's mighty men, the people who had come to him, who had gone with him through all of these difficult seasons, now they were even talking about stoning David. And literally, he's days away from fulfilling his destiny. But if there's one thing that we've seen is that Saul couldn't prevent David from reaching his destiny. The Goliath couldn't stop him from fulfilling his destiny. And even his friends and covenant partners, if you will, even they were not going to be able to stop David from fulfilling his destiny. And so do not let discouragement prevent you from experiencing the fullness that God has for you. It says that they spoke of stoning David in verse number 6 because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. Okay? And there are going to be times that happen in our life where there is sorrow and mourning that come our way. But do not let it stay permanently. Allow God to transform the mourning into rejoicing, the sorrow into dancing. Allow Him to cause a new day to dawn in your life. And I started this study talking about how Jonathan came and helped David find strength in God. But look at what it says at the end of verse number 6. And it says this time, "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." And so what Jonathan had done for David was he taught David how to find strength in God. And today, as we're coming to the end of this broadcast, we're coming to the end of a month, We're getting ready to go into the end of a week as well. I want you to know that God wants to cause you to mature and cause me to mature so that even if there's nobody else around, that we can go into our relationship with Jesus and he will cause us to be able to find strength in God ourselves. We can say, you know what? I've got a Bible. I've got a prayer closet. I've got a relationship with Jesus, and I am going to continue to press on and believe that God is going to accomplish the things that he's promised to me. So David found his strength in the Lord. He called for the priest to come with the ephod, and he got direction from God and said, what do we need to do? And am I going to recover everything that the enemy has stolen? You know, back in the 90s, we used to sing a song, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He set me free just in time. And I am telling you, he's still the same today. David strengthened himself in God, and he was able to strengthen his men. He rallied them, and he said, let's go get everything back that the enemy has stolen. And so I want to encourage you today. We're going to pray here in just a moment. If the enemy has stolen your health, if the enemy has stolen your relationships, if he's stolen your finances, if you might even be homeless today, if you may be jobless, or without automobile, whatever it might be, I want to encourage you today to believe God, to say, God, I want you to strengthen me today. I want to find strength in you today, and I'm ready to go on. I'm ready to press on and take hold of that for which Christ Jesus has taken a hold of me. So I just want to, you know, and then not only that, but along the way, David helped that Egyptian to find strength, and true to his word, God helped David to bring back everything that the enemy had stolen. So let's close out this broadcast. We really do hope to see you in church this week, 10:30 Sunday morning, 6:30 Sunday night, and we'll have the chili cook-off afterwards. But I want to send you off onto the weekend with a message of strength. Father, I just pray right now for anybody who's undergoing an attack. Lord, maybe there's people here today like this young Egyptian who have been left because they were a liability instead of an asset. They were sick or infirmed or just weak, or whatever it might have been, and God, they've been left aside. God, today I pray that you would give those people a new food source, Lord, one that would nourish instead of fatigue, Lord, one that would overcome any of the attacks of the enemy. And God, I pray that for anybody who feels like they're just falling short of possessing the promises that you have for them, God, I pray that you would help them to find strength in God today themselves, so that they would be encouraged to press on and take hold of that and reclaim that which has been stolen. Lord, today I pray that you would turn curses into a blessing. In Jesus' name, we'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is I need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it,